Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And the enemies of freedom. You're going to hear from the enemies of freedom in this hour. Welcome into the 6 Hour Studios. Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day. Patriot Mobile microphone lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Great hour with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. We appreciate him. KQAM, you got a good one there. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Before we go into this tape, I'll explain it when we come back. We're going to play Steve Dudelbach and his expert, who Chris, whatever his name is. I think it's his name, Bert, something like that.
Not important.
Care. Not important. Not an expert. You'll figure that out on your own as we play the audio of the video clip of him on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan, who just did, wow, just as they would say up in Boston, just a wicked job interviewing. The worst thing you've ever seen, but we're going to have fun with it, and we're going to ridicule them because, well, they're deserving of the ridicule. Greg, would you be kind enough to tell people where to watch the show so they can hear all this fun stuff?
Sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give it a click, and when that window opens up, just select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live option, and if you'd like to catch up on anything you may have missed, head on over to that podcast link. If you want to join our live chat, head on over to your app store. Grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
All right. Well, I think we'll go ahead and leave your mug up there while we play this clip. What we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is play for you the entire Face the Nation clip. And it will take at least two full segments. Greg, I think this is 20 to 21 minutes in its entirety. Of course, we'll stop it during the hard breaks. But I think you need to hear this. This is a week's worth of radio, quite frankly. This is the director of the ATF who knows absolutely nothing about firearms. This is his expert firearms technology division leader who cannot even disassemble a Glock, did not know how to operate a bump stock on national television, made a complete utter ass of himself. All three of them did. And sitting with a journalist, supposedly, who knew absolutely nothing, had no idea what to ask, was they're all three completely ballistically challenged. And here you have, I want to point out, two of the most powerful entities in the United States of America when it comes to your firearms. Well, the media, really? Yeah, because the media is driving the anti-gun narrative, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about it here for 15 years. This idiot Margaret Brennan is running a television show that is scaring the literal daylights out of likely millions of Americans who have no idea and no clue what it is they're actually looking at. And it was all by design. Steve Dudelbach, heading up Biden's AFT, he calls the ATF the AFT, so we oblige from time to time and have
through
fun
the
with
AFT.
Him, Veggie. Through the AFT, thank you, Joe, for clarifying that I'm actually telling listeners the truth. Through the AFT. The AFT and his AFT agents. That's Joe Biden. We did not alter that tape at all.
AFT agents.
AFT agents. See, it just keeps coming in. You get to hear it. It's actually what he says. Yeah, short step Joe Biden. Short step meaning Air Force One.
You know, Mark,
so we're going to.
I was going to say,
ahead,
honestly, these two are indicative of every expert that they have trotted out. They're just surface level knowledge of the topic that they are speaking of. It's almost as if they have to give a book report on reading the Cliff Notes, and they didn't even read the full set of Cliff Notes. They just got the first page.
That's a great analogy. That's really true. This is Cliff Notes stuff. Dudelbach comes in anti-gun, has no idea, what he's talking about. Calls a 75-round drum a clip. You got the director of firearms technology or whatever this guy, Chris Burt, Bort, Brot, whatever he is. We'll just call him Brot. Whoever he is, cannot even disassemble a Glock, which is probably the easiest gun to disassemble on the planet. My kids were disassembling and reassembling a Glock at 7 and 8 years old in about a minute. And this guy has to hand it off. I can't cut this one apart. You can't make this stuff up. But yeah, Greg, great analogy, because it is. It's Cliff Note version. I think I better get accustomed to some of this terminology if I'm going to head this agency that is going to attack the rights of millions of law-abiding Americans and that is constitutionally protected. Think about that. Think about hearing that. Constitutionally protected right and an agency that's now completely weaponized and rogue, Greg. And these guys don't have a clue what they're talking about.
Yeah, they are in the process of swaying 37 states in order to upend the Second Amendment on the federal level is what their attempt is. Unfortunately, there's 28 standing in the way.
Yeah, and what you have here, in addition to that, is you have the media doing their propaganda job on behalf of the Democrat Party by not countering anything they say because the woman doesn't have a clue how to, while they're intentionally scaring the crap out of millions of viewers. And ladies and gentlemen, millions of people watch this stuff. Greg, let's start it. We'll take it to the breaks and have fun with this, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be like a it's like we're on recess. Let's do it.
This looks like a big variety of items here. What am I looking at?
And Chris is here. He's one of our leading experts. It's a table that we tried to lay out certain kinds of things that might be of interest based upon some of the questions that you were asking, right? And so it's and the sort of one of the things we did at this table, there's so many more firearms we could talk about, is we tried to put things in pairs. So if you look at them together, and one of them is sort of the more conventional firearm, which is sometimes they're under the National Firearms Act, right? And the other one is sort of what I would call the attempt to get around it that ATF has been dealing with through rulemaking and through enforcement.
Okay.
So, Chris, I don't know if you want to walk us through.
Correct. So as the director explained, we have at the top here, we have an AK variant. This is a full auto assault weapon, shoulder fired, that is covered under the purviews of the National Firearms Act.
How many rounds does it fire?
Well, this has a 30-round magazine with it. This is a 75-round drum magazine.
Wow.
So it's magazine-fed, but you can acquire drum magazines as well.
Mm-hmm. So this one, everybody would agree, right, covered under the National Firearms Act, fully automatic weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Government can have it. Military can have it. It's an antique. Some people, if they had it before, depending on 1986, they can have it, but otherwise, no. This one, which looks and operates just like it,
yeah.
This is a bump stock attached.
So this is a AK-47 variant that is you can acquire under the GCA, and what they have done is they have attached a bump stock to that.
How can you tell that? Sorry, where's the bump stock? Is there like a physical piece?
But that's a great question, right? Of course, right? How can you tell,
yeah.
Right? These two things are the same.
They look, right.
They operate the same. Both of them can shoot right through this 75-round clip.
That's what a bump stock looks like?
Correct. This is a bump stock. I'm trying to get it to lock back into the position.
So these are not loaded.
They're not loaded. We check them all before
yes,
we can.
Yes, okay.
So this is the bump stock. The shooter would place his finger here on this piece here, and then it would rock back in.
That's called a trigger.
To fire.
And you're doing it slow. What rate of speed are we talking about if you know, hundreds and hundreds of rounds a minute?
400 to 500 rounds per minute is, I believe, what they're claiming for this particular firearm.
There is no reason you would use that for hunting.
No, I do not believe you would use this for hunting.
So, this is to shoot large numbers of people at once.
Well, let me just intervene in this.
Yes.
That's what happened in Las Vegas.
Yeah. So it was after that massacre in Las Vegas that this became illegal.
It was after that massacre in Las Vegas that Attorney General of the United States in the last administration asked ATF to review its position on whether this was classified as an NFA weapon. And the experts took a very close look at it and came out with the rule that is right now before the Supreme Court.
But the Supreme Court right now is debating whether or not that can be restricted by the ATF.
Under the National Firearms Act, that's correct.
So these could, in theory, be back on the market after June?
The Supreme Court will rule how it rules, and we'll follow the law. And if they say that it can't be regulated, it'll just have to be the application of the National Firearms Act without that particular. It depends what they say, how they say it, of course.
All right, let's stop the tape right there. We're stopping it.
This is another pair.
With Dettelbach, head of the AFT, Joe Biden's AFT. And you saw the artful dodge there. I'm not responsible. We're not changing the rules. We're going to see what the Supreme Court says. And if the Supreme Court says he's a slick guy, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the way they handle this. But the ignorance from all of them is just astonishing. The noise that you're hearing in the background is them fumbling with the guns that they don't know how to fumble with. It is quite remarkable to watch. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. We're going to continue with this fascinating Face the Nation clip of morons right after this.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
That is Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, and precision. Welcome back to the 6 Hour Studios. Patriot Mobile microphone lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Please visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. You will love each and every one of them. They are top of the line. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. Let's continue with the, we got to name this. What is this? We'll just call it the Clown Posse, because that's what it is. It's CBS News' Margaret Brennan.
Is the clown show.
I think the clown show, is that what we want to call it? It's Margaret Brennan or something like that. I don't
care.
You know, yeah,
she's not important.
She's obviously not important. Not important enough to even ask questions. So, look at this the way we look at this as gun owners, ladies and gentlemen. The lack of knowledge, intelligence, and just the utter ignorance with what you're hearing. And remember that this is CBS Media and the head of the ATF with his supposed firearms expert. And listen to what you're hearing. Let's just keep going.
All right. This relates to this notion that what's called a short-barreled rifle also falls under the National Firearms Act. Right? These are Congress determined that weapons, so there's two things going on here. One of them is you can shoulder a weapon. It makes it easier tactically to use, to aim, to fire. Mm-hmm. Right? It's a more accurate, more lethal weapon. At the same time, the smaller the weapon, the easier it is to hide. Mm-hmm. So Congress determined back in the 1930s that short-barreled rifles, which were both smaller than a certain length, mm-hmm. and were designed to be fired from the shoulders, that combination made it unusually dangerous. Right? So here's two things. These are look exactly alike. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I defy one of them. Everybody would agree is a short-barreled rifle because it's sold in one piece. The other one's the exact same thing, but it's sold in two pieces. So people are claiming, no, that's a pistol brace. The two weapons are designed to be fired from the shoulder identically. They for all intents and purposes.
They look the same.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so we're treating them
not,
the same.
No, they're not, by
the way. That's all that rule says. We're treating these two things the same. Right. I don't know, Chris, if you want to.
So, correct. So this is an NFA item, National Firearms Act item, requires additional tax stamp for it, background check, waiting period.
Registration
with NFRTR. And then you have this, which is the GCA version of it, which you could walk into the store and purchase in that configuration.
Well, people are claiming that they could do that, mm-hmm. right? Our rule says that these two things are to be treated the same. They're put together here. They're the same weapon. They have the same functionality. They're both designed to be fired from the shoulder. They both are under the length that Congress
that is a lie.
Specified. They should be treated the same. Others are saying, and we're in litigation on this, no. The one in two pieces should be under the Gun Control Act and mm-hmm. should not be a National Firearms Act weapon, which is sort of inside way of saying you don't have to register. You don't have to do the things that Chris said.
Is it expensive?
The brace itself, or the weapon, the firearm, it's about $2,000 for that item right there.
Everything altogether is $2,000.
Right.
And there are additional versions that are less expensive. So in that configuration with an arm brace, you could have an AR variant and put an arm brace on that, and you get it as inexpensive as $500.
I mean, these look like this here. Looks like something you'd see in a war zone.
So this right here is something you would hopefully only see in a war zone. Mm-hmm. This is a fully automatic weapon, right, that is made, and you can see it right here. Restricted law enforcement government use only. This is a machine gun that soldiers and law enforcement officers are allowed to have, right?
Right.
Same gun here. Except this one isn't fully automatic. So there's nothing on here that says only law enforcement. Aha.
Right.
Until this thing comes along. This one little piece of plastic turns this weapon functionally to do the things that a fully automatic weapon do, to be a fully automatic weapon. And so now, a do-it-yourselfer can who's not in the law enforcement community, mm-hmm. who's not in the military, can break the law. By doing what I was talking about before.
And that's, you're seeing this on the rise with, what, gangs, cartels?
That's correct. So this is a 3D printed item. So these items, some of these items that we're looking at here today, these are printed with a 3D printer, $200 3D printer. Some of these can be printed out in as little as 20 minutes.
This looks like it's a piece of a toy.
It does. Like a kid's toy. And again, it's incumbent upon ATF to teach and work with our law enforcement, other agencies, and teach them how to look and find these items. This item that the director is showing you here, so this is a privately made firearm. It has no serial numbers, no information on it.
Oh.
So that's, I didn't even know, that's also a ghost gun. In addition to...
This is a ghost gun.
Yeah, see, so this is a ghost gun, then you can make the ghost gun a fully automatic weapon, too, on top of it. So you combine those things.
Correct. So by simply placing this 3D printed machine gun conversion device into this rifle, it brings it to this level.
So just simply put, there's no serial number on this. So if someone has shot up a group of people, you can't trace this to the person who pulled the trigger.
Yeah,
that's the federal government cannot.
That is generally correct. Yes. And you know, and it gets, you know, even more interesting when you go to pistols. Same problem though.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris, I don't know if you want to show the pistols and the Glock switch.
So again, you have your manufactured item, your GCA item that people can go into the store and purchase legally, complete the background check, and that's this item here. So.
A normal lawful pistol.
Lawful mm-hmm. pistol covered under GCA, background checks required. This is a privately made firearm, ghost gun. You can see here on the front where the serial number plate
should
is.
Be.
There's no serial numbers on it.
It says Austria. I mean, this feels metal and heavy and significant. This doesn't feel like something that came off a 3D printer.
Correct. So This was manufactured, and then the end user can take it with about 20 minutes of time and convert it or make it into a working firearm frame.
Okay.
And then buy the additional parts to put on to create the upper, and then they also installed a Glock switch.
So that one, so this last part here, that's really important what Chris just said. So this isn't just a ghost gun. This is a ghost gun with one of these attached. This is a fully automatic pistol. So it will, you'll pull the trigger once, and it will keep firing until there are no more bullets. And you can put, a normal magazine on there. You can put a larger magazine on there. And you can shoot out that magazine, no matter how big it is, just with one pull of the trigger in fractions of a second.
All right, let's stop right there. Greg, you would take us to the break. Oh, there it is. Saved by the Bell. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing it. I'm doing my level best to not stop the tape. I want you to hear it in its entirety. We're going to continue that Face the Nation clip when we come back after this break, and then we will talk about it and likely just ridicule them for their stupidity. We'll be right back. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. I like Martin's comment in the chat. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I kind of feel like I need to take a shower after listening to these people. Yeah, you're spot on, brother. Spot on. It's the worst of the worst. I think we've got, Greg, what, about 10 minutes left, which is perfect for this segment. So let's keep going. This should take us to the break. And then when we come back in the final segment, well, we'll have some fun and belittle these idiots. Go ahead, Greg.
So that's the frame.
He can't figure it out. He's trying to take a Glock apart.
Big dummy.
He can't do it.
He's going to make a new gun for you. So basically what they do is they make this part here.
This is like plastic.
I couldn't take it apart and show it to you.
About 20 minutes of work, they can make it into a working firearm, and then they can buy the aftermarket parts and attach that, simply attach that on.
It's called a home build.
Buy those parts. Is there any serial number and tracing of
pieces? You don't have to. You don't. If you're selling firearms parts alone, then it's not a frame or receiver.
Parts are not regulated.
And they're not regulated. Under the law, we're not allowed to do that.
You would like to do that?
That's up to Congress to determine. But I mean,
we
tried to work with the law that Congress gave us and take the receiver, the frame. This is a frame. A frame is on a pistol, receiver's on a long gun. We take the frame and say, hey, you know, Congress said we can regulate the frame, right? And so people that are readily, you know, convertible to being firearms like this, like you said, 20 minutes. This is like the thing that even I could do, right? So made sure that this has to have a serial number on it from now on, right? So that's what we're trying to do.
And some of the argument right now, like in California, is over frames and pieces and whether you could go further in restricting.
It's not over frames. Right. It's actually over parts. It's over what's called billets, which is just part of a receiver for this kind of gun, for an AR. And it's the sort of the unmachined metal part.
Okay.
So continuing on with the Glock variant is you have the Glock, you have the PMF, and then you have the same exact pistol, but which has been 3D printed. So this frame has been 3D printed.
Yeah, it feels plastic.
Smooth, and you can see the lines of the 3D printer. So again, no serial numbers, no way to identify it. If you come to a shooting scene, first thing that ATF does is we want to know the history of the gun, trace the firearm, and there's no identifying marks on that whatsoever.
So Chris, can a person 3D print the entire firearm?
We do. There are some
objection. That's a leading question.
That can 3D print? We do have an example.
The director is leading the witness.
Printed revolver.
That looks like a staple gun, but that's an actual weapon.
It is an actual
Democrat judge overruled.
So this will do some damage, right? So, again,
how long does it take to make something like that?
It depends on the printer and the capabilities of the person operating the equipment. But some of these smaller switches, they can be printed in as little as 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. The other thing, you know, that you have to remember is when you have a switch, so when you have a one of these firearms that's converted to being fully automatic, right, that's not a shoulder firearm, right? That's a pistol like this. Right, I've seen these fellows, you know, fire them at the range, and even some very experienced, you know, these guns aren't made to be automatic weapons, pistols like that, right? And so there's a huge kick up. You know, you see people who inadvertently kick shoot up the ceiling at a range, right? So what happens in the neighborhood when a person does that, right? What happens to the kid one block over, the lady sitting on her porch, the innocent bystander walking around? You know, this is an incredibly dangerous situation. There's a horrible video of a hero, a law enforcement officer in Houston, who's going through a door, and he's facing one of these converted devices, and unfortunately, you know, in the time it takes to say police with a warrant, right, this person murders this officer. It's just absolutely, you know, terrifying, the power and lethality of these weapons that are out there.
So who was the owner of this fancy piece of equipment here?
Well, the owner never received it, and ATF intercepted that. This is an example of we have a couple examples of some of the cartel-desired firearms here.
Can
on
I
the
pick
table.
That up?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Is this the Virgin Mary?
Santa Muerta. That is the patron saint of the narcotics traffickers in Mexico.
There's a patron saint of drug traffickers?
Yes, that is something that they do follow, some of them, yes.
I went to Catholic school. They never told me that. That is pretty...
Oh,
so you
heavens.
See this. I mean, this looks like...
We have...
This looks like... what is that?
A sickle.
It's a gold 1911, ladies and gentlemen.
A skeleton. Yeah, it's a Grim Reaper.
Yeah, the patron
saint. Are these real diamonds?
I don't know that they are. We'd have to ask, but I believe so.
How does someone have that made and mailed?
There are jewelers that make, again, you know, grips and things of that nature aren't regulated by ATF, but
the
they
answer,
do make those things.
The answer,
really?
Not to be sort of clever or flip about it, but one of the disturbing parts of the answer is not so much how somebody has it made, but where they have it made. And they unfortunately... most of the weapons that go to the cartels are made in the United States.
The Mexican government constantly complains about that.
And they flow south over the border.
Right.
ATF,
along with your guns,
has 9 different task forces set up on the border in 7 different cities, working along with our partners. And we are every single day out there doing very dangerous things, risking our ATF agents.
Fast and furious.
Risking everything to interdict these weapons. Our interdictions are way, way, way up from previously.
Fast and furious.
But we talked about the problems of preventing weapons in the illegal commerce, even in the United States. It is a very, very difficult problem here, and it's a very, very difficult problem in those southwest border states and some other states about weapons flowing south. And we are out there every day. ATF agents are literally risking their lives playing cat and mouse and cops and robbers with these horribly deadly people who worship death to try and slow the flow of arms to them also.
In addition to, like you see, this 50 cal weapon here, which is a favorite of the cartels, and these are considered rifles, and they can be acquired by 18-year-old individuals. So pistols are 21 years old to acquire, but these larger, more desirable weapons, these 18 years old and your normal background check and state requirements, and then you could walk out the door with these.
You know, and
that seems incredible. There was debate about upping the purchase age, and that didn't result in
go anywhere. Change. But I would say this also, you know, one of the things when I was in Las Vegas recently, I did an event with
SHOT Show,
with people in the firearms industry about this idea of straw purchasers, people, you know, buying guns for other people, some of them domestically, but some of them buying guns that are going to end up with the cartels. And we depend on firearms dealers, many of whom are our first line of defense, who will pick up the phone and help us and try to interdict this. And for those who aren't doing that, I hope and expect that as Americans, we will all do that. But those aren't, you know, if somebody comes into your store in a border state and plunks down $12,000 cash money for one of these things, so that there's no credit card trail, you know, I mean, my word, we hope that people will help us as Americans and continue to help us and not make that sale and protect our safety.
Perfect timing. My word. Perfect timing. Cash money. He forgot to tell you that it was the ATF walking guns by the thousands across the border, using American gun dealers to break the law under ATF orders. We'll be right back. Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Right?
Right?
Right, Greg?
Right?
Right.
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 Yeah, sure, right.
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 Right. Right. Right. I'm drunk now, by the way, if I'm playing a drinking game listening to Doodlebach.
Absolutely.
Scott Allen has a great comment in the post and online here on the Telegram app. So based on recent mass attacks, it is the American gun dealer's duty to deny the sale to someone who looks like a mass shooter so they can deny the sale if a he looks like a she?
Yes.
Ooh, brilliant. Brilliant. So denial of rights based on someone's appearance, someone who appears to be a protected class. Hmm. I will say this, because I have a feeling how Dettelbach would answer that. Right?
Right.
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 We have another minute left in the clip. Let's go ahead and play. This is why you see BS, ladies and gentlemen, when you watch this crap. Let's continue. I think we have about a minute and a half left, and then we'll just pick them apart.
We are. We get a lot of tips from those dealers, but I'm just sort of a little bit of a commercial for those who are going to be at the counter thinking about it. Do not let this happen. Please help us to stop this. We respect you. We depend on you. Please, as firearms dealers,
right?
Help us to stop this.
Right?
Are these widely sold by firearms dealers? Because who else is the customer?
Right. Well, that look, it's a lawful weapon, and so people do buy it. But if you're on the border and people are paying in cash, and there's all sorts of indicia that we try to train people at the counter to understand what might be a straw purchase. If the two people come into a store, and I don't want to stereotype, but it's a man and a woman, and the man is asking all about a particular weapon and which one is better and which one is whatever,
and
then it comes time to buy the weapon,
Democrat.
And he calls the other person over and says she's going to do the paperwork and buy the weapon, right? That's not,
right.
You know, all sorts of alarm bells should be going out. If somebody goes into the store and then walks into the parking lot and you see them together in the parking, all sorts of bells and whistles should be going off.
Right.
Right. This is what we work with the gun store community on, trying to work together on this. And I do think, look, a lot of people need to understand there's a lot of people out there who are willing to help. Right. But there's some who aren't.
Right.
And these cartels and these criminals, they find the ones who are either willing to help them or maybe a little naive and not ready, and they take advantage of it.
Understood. Right?
Well, thank you for sharing all this with us. It's very educational. Thank you.
Yeah, and Margaret Brennan, I want to thank you for that incredible hard-hitting journalism. I don't know how else to describe that, Greg.
She probably thinks she deserves some kind of an award for that.
She'll probably get an award from CBS.
Right?
Right.
Right.
A couple things. Stop. I want to go back to something that two things. Well, a lot jumps out at me, but two things that come to mind here. When you consider, you have the knowledge, you know why this report was put out. This was put out designed. This is pure propaganda. Don't think that CBS and Dettelbach didn't discuss this behind the scenes. They did. The Democrat Party worked with CBS on this. There's no question about it, right?
Right.
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 Notice that Dettelbach at one point said, oh, and registration, making a point that the NFA, well, this requires registration. Why do you think he said that? What's their big push? Universal what?
Background checks.
Right. Which lead to what?
Registration.
Universal registration, right? Also, I want to point out the comparisons of the legal pistols. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a Glock firearm here. Now, it's probably been overtaken by now, more than likely a SIG P365, some of these other firearms that are mass-produced lawfully, by the way. But a Glock 19 reigned as the number one concealed carry permit pistol, concealed carry pistol, I should say, for decades. The Glock 19, completely legal firearm, 9mm, mm-hmm. compact, not subcompact, not full size like the 17, or maybe not, you know, subcompact like the 26 or 27 and 40 or 9mm, but a compact gun.
Right.
Notice that they were using, right, notice, they, notice, right, that they were using a Glock. And what did they do to demonize the Glock?
Glock switch.
Pointed out a little, right, pointed out
right.
a switch that makes the Glock fire or mimic full auto. Is that legal, Greg, to carry a full auto Glock?
No.
It's a violation of a law, isn't it?
Absolutely. Glock switches are very illegal.
Notice that they went after your pistols. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just about your quote-unquote assault weapons, the evil black rifles that you have in your safes. They attacked every single category of firearm known.
Didn't they even drag out a 3D-printed revolver-looking one, too?
Yes, they dragged it out, and it's a green thing. And, you know, it looks like Defense Distributed's original gun. Okay? Remember Cody from Defense Distributed?
Yes.
That put the plans online?
Right.
We covered. We had Cody on the show a number of years ago.
Yep.
Yeah. And he pointed that, and Dettelbach makes a point. This is so deadly. If this, you heard him say, does damage? That's what he was referring to, was the single-shot 3D printed revolver. And it's green. I wish we could show you the video on radio, but that doesn't work too well.
It was posted in the chat.
Right.
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 Right. Right.
But they went after every category of firearms, ladies and gentlemen. Think they want to stop with your AR-15? This was designed to do one thing. Frighten millions of Americans who they know are ballistically challenged, who see an array of guns on a table on CBS News, and the descriptions that they used were designed to do one thing, scare the living crap out of people. And sadly, Greg, they succeeded.
Oh, yeah. They scared plenty of old people.
They scared a lot of people who have no idea. And then you have this incredible reporting from CBS's Margaret Brennan, who wouldn't dare put me on, wouldn't dare put AWR Hawkins on, wouldn't dare put on any wide array of experts, real experts and trainers. Not this guy who couldn't disassemble a Glock on live TV.
Or even John. A lot.
Yeah. Oh, please. Are you kidding me? He'd destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
Any of us would.
Right.
Right. Which is why they won't do it. But what you just witnessed was pure propaganda. Now, this is proof positive. I know we're going to run out of time. That the gun control push going into the 2024 election in November is in full swing, ladies and gentlemen. Biden put a tweet out yesterday. What's that dopey comment? I'm going to paraphrase. I did it before and I'll do it again.
Yeah.
I'm determined to ban assault weapons. I've done it before and I'll do it again. Together we can do it.
Right.
No, you can't. Because you're not going to get my gun. Ever. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to make it any clearer how much they hate you. They've done it themselves. You don't need me to prove that to you. You need only listen to what they're saying. And as you get closer to 2024 elections in November, remember what it is they're trying to do. And remember who's working right alongside them. And that's people like Margaret Brennan, CBS News. It's a farce. It's a joke. It's propaganda. But you already know that. Sadly, millions don't. If you know people who saw this, try to talk some sense into them, okay? We're going to discuss this throughout the week, and I can promise you we're going to take it into the Sunday broadcast as well. Stephen Gutowski from The Reload has done some incredible reporting on this and how pathetic it truly was. Real reporting, by the way. So we'll talk about this throughout the week. Cam Edwards is going to be on the program next week and others. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues tomorrow. Enjoy your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.